We said, Dermer, I imagine we said this morning that really, if you think about a strategy and then four S's, so SPOS, space for students and for the Irish language community, physical buildings, but also space conceptually to have a life through Irish, and sales scholarita, so the academic life, and more modules and more offerings through Irish. And that's something we'll be working through on, looking where the particular areas of demand, which there is, but to look at where that might be. And three-year-olds have service sheet through Gaelic, so that those who wish to have services through Irish will continue to do so to a very high standard, and that all the units that serve our students, our staff, and the university, the community at large, including the University of Ireland, will have big dealing on Gnoian at Gaelic, the Dinagul Gaelic, the Fursha. So the Irish will be found in all of those units to support and serve our students, staff, and the community more widely. And then on Carter Road structure, so the structure of the university, in that the responsibility for Irish is under the Deputy President and Registrar, Professor Paula Doherty. And that, I think, gives a signal of the seriousness that the university has around Irish. And he sits on UMT and represents Irish, the management team that represents Irish. And there are elements then around that put that on the agenda. So we're particularly keen to support Irish as not only a statutory responsibility, but also a value of the university, something that's different and distinctive about Galway, and to embrace an Gaelic, a stratation of Gaelic on that basis.
Now, you mentioned there a point of difference for the university professor, and it has always been so. Some criticism in recent times in terms of the proficiency that the staff members need to have with Irish. So where does that sit now in this new strategy?
And that's part of the strategy, and was mooted in the context of developing the strategy over a long period, in that what we're saying is that there'll be at least one person in every unit of the university that can serve to a high standard the Irish language community. So it's not just that there'll be a minimum standard across all posts, but that we seriously look at where Irish is, and support those who wish to use it, and then where Irish isn't, and see how we can provide a really high standard, taking it seriously around the Caidán Gaelic that would be there and available in that context. And again, thinking of that as a philosophy it's a personal one for me, that we look for where Irish is and support it, as opposed to look for where it isn't. And that we look for those and support those who wish to have services through Irish, and the experience of the university through Irish, and support them also. So it's a serious approach to having that level and that standard of Irish available to those that wish to either develop their Irish or to have that communication through Irish.
Now, in terms of the teaching of the language itself, and of course the university has always had an excellent reputation for that, I suppose that will just continue on independently. It wouldn't really be a part of this strategy per se.
Yeah, so we've a very strong, as you say, we've Ocht na hOllscoil Íochta in the first instance, and Gaelic as well, and Irish studies. So there's a very strong tradition, as you know, of Irish in NUI Galway, and a strong tradition as well of other subjects through Irish. And that's something we're trying to develop more. So when I was a student in Galway, I studied Mata agus Gaeilge through Gaelic when I did a commerce degree and came through Ochtála. And looking to, there's a certain amount of that still ongoing, but looking to really support that more, maybe through interdisciplinary modules or modules for areas where there are clearly a demand. If there are second level students taking their education through Irish, where do they go at third level? And we want Galway to be that destination, even more so than it is right now.
Now, it is a four-year strategy, but in terms of the inaugural Irish language officer being appointed, what would be the timeline on that?
So that's going to be advertised next week, with the closing date for the end of August, and we're hoping to have that person in place, certainly if not in the first semester, by the end of the first semester. And that's a critical role, I think, in driving this forward. We had a Cluster Strateisic who helped us develop the strategy. And one of the things they said, which was very good advice, is timelines. And there are some timelines within the strategy, which you said are Gar Hermach, short term and immediate, and then others which are Fad Hermach.